And when you see these fruit, either the fruit of the Spirit or the fruit of the flesh, you know who is in control of that life at that moment.
Welcome to the Give Me Truth podcast. Today's devotional is with Jason Harris.
The Spirit-filled life is the only Christian life that is supposed to work. We're looking at Romans chapter 8. We're down to verse 4. In last segment, we saw that the righteousness of the law is fulfilled in the believer's life through the gospel that we saw in verse 2, the law of the Spirit of life. And here in the second half of verse 4, he says that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. This is the key to joyful Christian living. Not only are we in God the Son, as we saw in verse 1, that we are in Christ, but God the Spirit is in us. The doctrine of the Holy Spirit is one of those doctrines that has the potential to change your life if you would really grasp it for what it is worth. There are two things that you need to understand in this doctrine. First of all, you've got the indwelling of the Spirit. The indwelling of the Spirit is what happens when you are born again, when you are regenerated, when you are saved. The Holy Spirit comes to live inside of you. That's called the indwelling of the Spirit. Then there's what we call the filling of the Spirit, and we find that referred to in Ephesians chapter 5. We also find this in Galatians. But the filling of the Spirit is that concept of being controlled by the Spirit. We're talking here about the Spirit-filled life. Now look with me at verse 4. It says that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. Who are we? The people in whom the righteousness of the law has been fulfilled. Saved people. He says, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. There is a certain type of person who does not walk after the flesh, but instead walks after the Spirit. We're going to see in just a moment what kind of person that is. Galatians 5 deals with this, and you're very familiar with this, where it says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." And then he describes in that passage two different lists. He said, now the works of the flesh are manifest or obvious, which are these, and he lists a whole list of things: adultery, fornication, uncleanness. He's got just a whole list of stuff, and then he turns it around and says, but the fruit of the Spirit, or the manifestation of the Spirit, is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and the list goes on, and you're familiar with that list. So we've got this dichotomy set up between the Spirit, or the works of the Spirit, what happens in a life when the Spirit's in control, and what happens in a life when the flesh is in control. And when you see these fruit, either the fruit of the Spirit or the fruit of the flesh, you know who is in control of that life at that moment. But if you look at verse 5, he says, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. There are two types of people. There's a kind of person, he says, they that are after the flesh. And this is dealing with an unbeliever, a person whose basic orientation is that he does what the flesh wants. And he says, that kind of person, he says, they do mind the things of the flesh. It's their natural tendency to obey the desires of their flesh. He says, but they that are after the Spirit, and that's referring to believers, indwelled ones, people in whom the Holy Spirit lives, he says, those type of people, they mind the things of the Spirit. It is a natural thing for a believer to obey the Spirit of God day in, day out, as a habit. It is natural, and yet so many believers do not. Ephesians 5:18 says, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. He says, just as wine controls you, when a man becomes drunk, it is the drink that is talking. Just as you might say a man who is extremely angry, that man was filled with rage. What are you saying? You're saying he was controlled by the anger. He says, in the same way, don't be filled by those things, but be filled with the Spirit. Be controlled by the Spirit. And a life that is being controlled by the Spirit will look like the list of things in Galatians where he says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. That is what a Spirit-filled life will look like. Spirit-controlled living is the standard for a believer. It's the natural result. It is the standard for a believer, but it's not the norm, unfortunately. No. The opposite of spirit control is flesh control. And you have to understand that though this acts on a big picture, there's a big scale here. It happens minute by minute. Every moment of the day, you are being controlled either by the flesh or by the Spirit. And friend, if you are not being controlled by the Spirit, you are being controlled by the flesh. And we need to understand the Christian life is not supposed to work our way. It's not supposed to work. They that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit.
This podcast is a ministry of GiveMeTruth.net.